football on off the ball.
Toby, I'm just a little bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
So, an incredible 4-0 victory. You got two goals yourself. Just talk us through kind of all the feelings post that match.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We're all absolutely delighted. An amazing atmosphere here tonight, and can't thank the fans enough for coming out, because it just gave us such a big lift and really pushed us on. Brilliant performance from everyone, and yeah, just delighted.
So you face now on Saturday at home again, Agram from Croatia. How focused have you been so far on those opponents, or are you mainly just focusing on Cardiff?
Yeah, to be honest, our whole focus was on tonight. We haven't looked at the Croatian team yet. Well, I'm sure that the management team have, but tomorrow we'll get in and analyse today and look at the Croatian team. And yeah, I'm sure they're going to be a really, really tough opponent. I know that they have been in the past against Irish teams, even last year. So yeah, we're expecting a really, really tough test.
And how special is it for this Athlone team? I mean, only formed really 5 years ago, and now to be winning Athlone's first European match in over 40 years. It must be a very special team to be a part of.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so special for everyone. And for the club, like, it's unbelievable to only be in existence in the women's side for 5 years. The success that we've had, and it's all been aiming towards this, like, to play in Europe, and that's what where we want to be, testing ourselves against these teams. So yeah, thanks to, like, even everybody last year contributed to us getting here. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey.
I suppose just lastly, it must have been such a boost having Izzy Groves and Maddie Gibson back. What did they give to your team, kind of that midfield presence?
Yeah, it was massive to get them back. Maddie and Izzy are both probably two of the most experienced players in the squad, and Maddie has played in Champions League before, and what she's given to the club. And yeah, it was massive to get them back today and to have our captain back. Yeah, gave the team a huge boost, and I thought everyone was unbelievable from 1 to 23, 20, I don't know how many, but everyone was unreal, yeah.
So, a fantastic performance, a really dominant performance. Obviously, you said you'd done your homework on Cardiff, but were you expecting a 4-0 victory?
No, definitely not. As you know, stuff dreams are made of, to be honest with you. We'd done our homework. We showed the girls what we needed to show them. One thing we were worried about was that we play our game. You know, I didn't want to focus too much on Cardiff, because I know we're a good side, we're a very, very good team, and if we put in the level of performance that we're capable of doing it, I knew we'd be able to play Cardiff, and I knew we'd be good enough to beat Cardiff, and that's the way it worked out. I thought we were, you know, our performance was excellent tonight. I thought, particularly in that first 60 minutes, and then the professionalism afterward to kill the game, and, you know, to move the ball and save some energy in the legs for Saturday. You know, it's very, very pleasing all around.
So obviously you had that game against Treaty United that fell kind of at the wrong time, but you also had a lot of players today returning from injury, Izzy Groves and Maddie Gibson. How important is it for you and your team now in the next few weeks to manage fixtures when you're going to have more European games, hopefully a lot more European games coming up, and also that kind of run into the title fight for the league?
Yeah, that's different. It's difficult, you know, but, you know, we're successful. We want to be successful, and successful teams have more games than others that get to the latter stages of cup competitions. You know, it's been a difficult couple of weeks, especially with that treaty game thrown in, because, you know, we had a couple of, you know, niggles anyway, and then our preparation was kind of upset because it only came in late and we weren't ready for it. So, you know, it is important that we mind the players, and that's what the squad is for. We have a squad of 26 players, and, you know, at different stages at the start of the season, we've brought in some of the younger players who've been outstanding, and, you know, we're not afraid to, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, if you're good enough, we play you. And, you know, Matty didn't play in Treaty, you know, but Izzy Ryan and Emma Moon, you've come in and done very, very well. You know, even today, you know, the level of performance that the substitutes brought to the game, the energy levels they brought to the game, it didn't drop, which is pleasing for me. You know, the guys are outstanding players, and, you know, they need to be minded that a little bit more, because any team is stronger with them on the pitch. So it's just a matter of, you know, managing the situation, managing their games, you know, especially over this tricky period.
So at the beginning of the year, you know, there was a change of management and now a change of ownership. You had a lot of new players coming in. How is it managing that transition and obviously it's working out great. But was it? Are you seeing now, I guess, reaping the rewards of what a successful transition it's been?
Yeah, no, it has, you know, and that's all down to the players as well. You know, we've changed a few things coming in. You know, I wanted to put my stamp on things. A few players have moved on. A few players have come in. You know, we're a different animal than what we are, what they were last year. You know, we're different. It's a different team altogether. We're more possession based, and you know, and to be fair to the players, you know, they bought into that. They weren't saying, "Oh no, we didn't do that last year. This is the way we do things." They didn't do that. They were open. You know, they were willing to try something different, and you know, the level of performance in that first half showed that, because we were very, very good in possession of football in that first half. You know, some of the combinations and some of the attacking patterns was a joy to watch, and that's things we've been working on in training, and to see it come off in a match is brilliant. But to see it come off in a Champions League match at home, in front of a packed house, you know, that's really is dreams, what dreams are made of, and you know, I was delighted with that for the players.
And just finally, you know, being from Athlone yourself, we've had a storied but quite short European history, I suppose, and you've certainly written your names in that history book now. What does it mean, kind of, being from Athlone and seeing the development of football here and what this night means?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, as an Athlone man, I grew up in the terraces of St. Mel's Park. You know, I know all about the history. You know, I've been at some of them Champions League games before. You know, gone down through the years. It's absolutely massive. It was a proud moment for me, you know, particularly during injury time, to be able to savour the moment, you know, all the fans standing, clapping, you know, for these players. You know, it's something I'll never forget, and something I'm absolutely delighted to be proud of. And, you know, I'm a very, very proud man tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks.